For better or worse, people think about their weight. You might think about it when you put on clothes, or when you look in the mirror, or when you watch a movie, or when you're at a restaurant. It can feel like how much you weigh is much bigger than just a number. I've seen my weight fluctuate over the years, and I completely understand how emotionally fraught weight can be. But in this guide, we want to first and foremost remind you:
the scale measures the gravitational pull of the Earth at a given moment in time. The scale doesn't measure health, happiness, success, effort, or self-worth.
Welcome to Life Kit from NPR. I'm Maria Godoy, and I cover science, food, and health. And this guide is all about rethinking weight. So here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to tell you to lose weight. We're not going to body shame or talk about how to lose weight quickly. Oh, God, no. In fact, our first episode, it's all about addressing weight stigma, how it affects your health, and how to get on the road to body acceptance.
What we know is that everyone can adopt self-care practices to improve health and well-being. We don't have to focus in on weight status.
The next episode is all about the biological realities of what happens when you lose weight.
Generally speaking, men burn more calories than women.
Patriarchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, there's an episode about a saner mindset if you do want to attempt weight loss.
It all sort of boils back into the mindset that suffering is required long term, that you are not trying hard enough, you don't want it badly enough, you don't care enough, and that's nonsense.
This guide is designed to give you the science about weight and weight loss, so hopefully you have a more compassionate relationship with your weight, and it also leads to good health. And here at Life Kit, we cover all kinds of topics, from how to buy a house to having difficult conversations with your kids. So make sure to check out all those guides at npr.org/lifekit. And while you're there, subscribe to our newsletter so you'll be the first to know when there's a new Life Kit guide available. Okay, let's get started.